him in the podcast at all. So. He needs to go to Menachem Oval, somebody which is Maturin Shabbos. The Vesa Mishta, Shal Nasuin. You're having, so it could either be, normally it would be the Chas, they would get married before Shabbos, so the meal would be on Shabbos, that would be considered, or the Shabbos Brachas Pasha is also considered Bar Mitzvah. Allah Hakupani Rabbi. So he's a mitzvah being mekabel rabbi. Oh, chaver shabo min aderech. He wants to go do mil chesed to be mekabel pnei chaveroi. Since he's traveling, chiyetsa be'elu comes the Ramah. The Ramah says b'shem the terms of deshan. I should write to leilech letzayal b'yamtiv and b'shabbos b'paradis. Kesh b'simcha b'zen mikri dvar mitzvah.
It's opening up.
That's going to be an oneg shabbos for a person. It's also called dvar mitzvah. Abimnei Hayira, or the Chazal Mat of Neira, Shikarchay Ratzal Livrayach, Men of the Chabim, Amen Alisim, Mechiyetz Bezet. And we have to assume that Peshadah wasn't Sakana Safash of Mamish, because obviously we're going to matter that the person was doing it for a protective measure. Okay? Or the question was a financial concern and not a life threatening concern. Even though what you're going for is once you've made the Ruvit Chumen for the Dvar Mitzvah, valid Dvar Mitzvah, valid Dvar Yira, so then you can use it for anything. The issue isn't the heter of walking for the Tchum for the Dvar Mitzvah, the issue is creating the Ruvit Chumen for the Dvar Mitzvah. So once you've made it, you can use it even for the Dvar Rishus. But you have it, it works. No matter what you did it for. So the Mishnah Berurah is a cut in olive.
I'm sorry, that last part, I guess the Mishnah Berurah will discuss it. That's
which
the
part?
Ramah, the Ramah's statement, the Azmatar Lelech, I feel
it. In other words, once you made the Ruvit Chumen for a valid Dvar Mitzvah, so you made it for a...
Once it's set up.
Once you go for base able, yeah. So once that's true, if he wants it to take a different walk or do something else, there's a Dvar Rishus, that's awesome.
Given what the Ramad says, it's... Given what you're supposed to be doing on Shabbos anyway, you know, that would seem to open up just about everything.
Theoretically, yeah. Well, yes, the only thing which it doesn't allow you to do it for business, you know, right, preparing for business purposes.
As I said, one of the things you're supposed to be doing.
Right. Mishnah Berurah cut in olive. So you can only do El Dvar Mitzvah. Now, V'yesh Mechlokes Ben HaPoskim. This halacha of only Dvar Mitzvah is a Mechlokes Rishonim. The Yeshem is a Davka Kesh Erev HaPas. This halacha that you can only do the Dvar Mitzvah, Chazal made the created the kula of being Ma'arev HaPas, saying that's my Mokim, even though it's not really your Mokim. That Gemara was talking in a case of being Ma'ar B'Pas. Aber B'Ma'ar B'Raglov, Motel Chachila, Afla Dvar Rishos. The Kima Shoy Yoshev Shom Ba'atzma, B'Kana Shvisa, B'Yeshiva So. Fil Dvar Rishos Motel. In other words, we saw before really that the Iker Din Eruvit Chumen really was the Din of being Ma'ar B'Raglov, standing there. Because Chazal created a Kula that the person didn't want to stay there at all, Benish Moshe, etc. They created a Kula being Ma'ar B'Pas. So that kula that created being Marva Pass has only created the Dvar Mitzvah. But the Iker Din of that if I'm there, this is Mekalei Mokum, that you can do for whatever reason. No, then Chilak Ben Pass or Ben Raglov, Loyal Main Marva and the Chachila the Dvar Mitzvah, Mokum and Sarah Kesh the Hokum Kadeh Rishon. So, in a case where there's a need, so if you want to be Marva Raglov, you can be Marva Raglov even though the Dvar Mitzvah. Now, the Mishnah Shartzian's Loshan is. I guess really in Aleph the Mechilim he quotes it to Beis Yosef and to Dasar Ben Yonason the Rashba long brackets over there and it's Rashi according to the Bachlans Rashi and the Magen Avraham and the Torah also And that's the Magen Rambam passes the din of the kula. Second sheet is the Tosis, is the Rosh, the Rambam, Evan Oizer is that one of the credit passes, not like Magen Rambam. And your Rabbi says, only between the Tzarek Gadol. There's also Ben Yeruchim and Mariel, which are Machmer. So Mishabur was make all the Tzarek, the Magen Tzarek. The your Rabbi said the Tzarek Gadol. Maisa, Ben Rabban, you can be Mekel, the Chayadim was Mekel, in the case of a Tzarek. Okay. Shana Suwan. Who had in Suda's Arison? So it was called the Ramitza. Let's say they're making a Suda, celebrating the Arison. A Suda's Kinyan. Shana Noigan Lassus Asha, what we call the Vort, right? Tanoim. Right?
They did real Tanoim, though.
They did real Tanoim, yeah. So it's a Kinyan. Shagam Elo Suda's Mitzvahim. I think I mentioned to you once that there's a fascinating. Shuvah from the Chavos Yoyer. Chavos Yoyer was asked, a person made a net, he's only going to eat by Suda's Mitzvah. You know, made it, and then he realized, okay, he needs to know what's called a Suda's Mitzvah. So he sent the Shavah to the Chavos Yoyer. The Chavos Yoyer wrote back in Shuvah, delineating all the things that were done with Suda's Mitzvah. It's one of the most, it's very, like, it's one of the most basic Shuvahs. Whenever they discuss what's called Suda's Mitzvah, they go back to this Shuvah from the Chavos Yoyer. It's a lot of interesting things there. So he's saying that, two of the things, Suda's Arison is called a Suda's Mitzvah, even Suda's Kinyan is called a Suda's Mitzvah.
Question is, will we call Avort, is that a Suda's Mitzvah?
Hash is not. Subas Kain Yisrael Am Aretz, Abbas Tamachachim Am Aretz, and a Suda's Mitzvah. That's a Gemara in Psachim, that either a Kain or a Tamachachim's daughter marrying Am Aretz is not a Suda's Mitzvah. Nothing to celebrate. There is a discussion, can you turn into citizens? It's like mechanica. The more mechanica, the more it says it's not clear that it's considered a Suda's Mitzvah. The poskim, and they say, but if you say Shiras with Yishbachos to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's considered a Suda's Mitzvah. And that's what we do to make Suda's Chanukah. Because that word Mechai within Suda and Chanukah. So to make a Suda's Chanukah and dividing to Suda's Mitzvah, we say Shiras with Yishbachos. So what about the Basta Mechach American Am Oritz? So we sing Shiras with Yishbachos, does it become a Suda's Mitzvah or not? So the most of the Dershi brings from the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos that he says that it does, like the Magen Rambam over the Rei Hilchos Chanukah.
Mm-hmm. Who's in Am Aretz depends on what community you live in.
Well, we're going to see that. He's going to talk about Am Aretz nowadays. Mm-hmm. So the Machlokes Shekel is not sure about this. Chavos Chaim says at the end of the day, the Maaseh, there is a unit in Sameach Chosin, even though he's in Am Aretz. Shuvas Chavos Yoyer, because of the Asher Ein Lono Am Aretz, Shedibur Chachamim Kan. So nowadays we don't have an Am Aretz. So that's the Shuvah from the Chavos Yoyer. Says that we don't have the Am Aretz tomorrow was talking about, you know, which is like totally.
Well, that was in issues of, defined technically as someone who's not Zahir in Masir, other than Truma Gadol and
right, correct. Like so, but those Amiratim, which the Mark said is not considered Suda's Mitzvah, when the Tamachov's daughter were married, that doesn't apply Bisman, is that? Imloy Kashidua, Shem and Zazalim B'mitzvahs. Not something, they're worse than Amorites, I mean, they're actively ignoring Mitzvahs, etc. So, Divim Amorites, Amuska B'shats, that's definitely not better than the Amorites of the Shas. So obviously it's not as simple as that the daughter of Tamar Chacha was marrying such a person, so there's no element of mitzvah there.
As I said, it could be a relative. I mean, you know, she could be marrying beneath herself, but there may be other reasons for it.
Right. Chazal said, just the idea, the more is, what the more describes an amor, it's, yeah, it was considered a sad thing that the, yeah, you couldn't call the simcha.
So the wedding of Rabbi Akiva and Rachel would have been such.
Theoretically, Kolshkinim hubas Am Aretz la Am Aretz tuli Am Habisudas Mitzvah. We have nothing against them getting married. We're happy they're getting married. Just to the right person. Achedim Yidur Shal Yidu Gosham Kedas Yirak Tosham Bachur Mepsulos Yachad Vani Ka Mitzvah La Arav.
That's most likely when you have both families, when both families, are considered Amorites, And yet he says, that's a Suras Mitzvah. We're not sad. I mean, there's certainly no reason to be sad in that case.
Right.
And yet that's where you're most likely to have...
Well, if you know it's going to happen, so obviously it's not a Suras Mitzvah. Which over there he has a long scathing Musar Shmuz about this problem of the mixed dancing. It's actually interesting, you know, by the Chassidim, they hold the problem of Terubus is even when they're together in the room. They won't say Shasimcha B'Marnoi if you'd have the women in the room. Some Akrei Kata, that even the Kala is an issue. They're Makbet on this in the Kudab Tznius. If you're going to stop them, we're doing an Aveira, that's definitely a Mitzvah. If you go in there, it's going to stop, but obviously, mm-hmm. So that's a proper thing. Or he's going out to meet his chaver. The chaver afilu enu chochem. The chaver zeh mitzvah kimer shabo min aderech.
It's dafka because he's coming from the root. So it's like it's an act of chesed, as it were.
Correct. But then he says, "Dasei rabbi the chaver a chochem mari." Just he's not your rabbi. He's let's say on par with him, but since he's a chochem, so there's an element of covered giving cover to the chochem coming.
It raises the question, who's a chacham? By your definition.
Right. If you look at the Sharetzion and Tess, there's a nice piece over there.
Okay.
So you have Ehem Yavodas HaKadosh, which is the Rashba. Riyah Sheskir Rach Chacham, Kama Shehubi B'Shas. Ehem Kama Chuzeshan Ein Raya Lehevach Meit Lamayin. The first opinion is the Rambam. When a person comes, you greet him. It's not specifically by the Chacham. The point is, you want to hear what he has to say. So the fact that it says stress is bo min aderech, obviously we're talking about somebody which wasn't the chacham, and the issue was that the Yavshila Shalom with the Kavod HaBrius, which is a mitzvah. So that's how he understands that. Nice little piece over there. Okay. Dal b'chiyo tzebe, look again, should tzorch lotzeis, l'fakech l'iske rabim, other mitzvahs which he's going to help protect the Sivra's interests, which could be financial issues, but that's considered a mitzvah. The other around, he wants to be able to come in for davening. Okay, in the opinion, shvuyim, so those are pikuach nefesh.
Why would there even be a shaila about those? I mean, not just Erev. Erev, generally speaking, we're talking about something to Rabbanan, but there you could call Shabbos if necessary.
Right, I'm sure the question was, would you have a mitzvah to make a Ruvit Chumen?
Is there an Inyan?
Should you? Because since is it telling the din of Hutra Tchuya? You know, if you don't have just Hutra, so then I'm not allowed to do it.
What's the concept of Hutra Tchuya?
The pshat is that we say that the mitzvah of Bechul Nefesh is Doicha Lister of Shabbos. So whenever it's Doicha, the more it has a rule, as the Esther de Cholosa says, the more it says, whenever it's possible, Kaim Shneim, you Mukhinim Kaim Shneim. If not, Esther de Cholosa says. So I have an option, Kaim Shneim. So the person grappled with them, in other words, let's say, if I know I'm going to get called for a life-threatening call on Shabbos to Community X, and I have an option of traveling to Community X before Shabbos, not need to drive on Shabbos. So I'm going to go before Shabbos to that community in order to limit my Pekuah Nefesh situation on Shabbos. Or no, Pekuah Nefesh is not also on Shabbos. There's no Isser B'chlal. So I'm not doing any Isser that I have to limit it. So that's Shalom Hutra Tchuyah. How do you look at it? Mm-hmm. There are many persons who hold that in a situation where you have an option, a real bona fide option of going before, and you're mechuyev to, or to limit. So according to the Pasha, you should make it ruvit chumen. That would address the problem. So I mean, the way it sounds like, you know, that bechalal east the dinim of the dinim rabbanu of eruv chumen, that they weren't mechayev you to do it beforehand.
I mean, they could be concerned about, I don't know what the note says, but they could be concerned about, you know, there's some effort involved, and it could distract the person from what they're, delay it, possibly.
Okay. Now, the part is, yes, but simply, you can go there for Erlik Shabbos. Mio, posh the Mar B'Simcha Shal Heter. Alfima Shemotzer, Rav, Zedah Rabin, Be'ezim, Mekam, Shabbi Yorvis, Kedela, Shoskis, Shama Halelus, Bizarvis, Carmen the Cabus, Zavari and Nare, with the Kid of Arbero, Dormitsa, Kabar Subkal, Halus, Kaman Dolum, Sherman Nashi, Milel, Sham, Samar Dabra Melch, Lamashal Master Isha Shalah Halach, Batsas for Sham. Okay. Mina Kusim, so the Lashon of the Mechaber was Mina of the Chachamim, which rests Mina Kusim. She tells us they were worried about them going to not kill him, but they're going to cause him pain. Oh, you give him a moment, they're going to take money from him. Obviously, that's mutter to go, even though there's no eruv chumen.
Why is the Mishnah Berurah changed the lesson from Lekhachavim to. Is it because of different.
He probably had the gear set in his Mishnah Berurah, which is pretty common with the sensor issue.
Makes sense.
Kusim was a bit much safer lesson. Was mutter. He said, once you made it for the Tzarech Mitzvah, you can use it for the Barishos. Koyal kol sifana, Rasulimer. They came in the Kona Shamiruva, Mishum Tzarech Mitzvah, Mutal Dechos Alpayim, after the Barishos. Now you can go use it for whatever you want. And the Shepherdstein points out, and we have no reason to believe the Shulchan Aruch argues on that point. The Ramash is pointing it out. Okay. So the Gemara says at the end of the second parak in Shabbos, we have the Mishnah over there, the Ma'arav and Tamas Achamin, that's not referring to Ruvah Tchumah, it's referring to Ruvah Chatzeris. Ruvah Chatzeris is Ikra Mirabonon, so that the Chazal allowed Ben Hashmosh to Chatchila. Ruvah Tchumah is Ikra Mirabonon, the concept of the Tchumah is Ikra Mirabonon, therefore the Chazal did not allow Ben Hashmosh. Those are the things you ought to do in a shmoshes. There's an element of it, midaraisa.
So he doesn't come out and say it's the basic, it is definitely a deraisa. Because it's a machlokas as to even whether
right,
12 meal is.
It's close to noyim. That this didn't, it seems like the kuliyama. Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about here is only talking about 2,000 amas, so that's definitely the rabbanan.
Right, the
source, the
source,
old concept,
the concept of tchum in general is the rise of the concept. Okay, tashvim erev. So the mechaber says b'diavad it works. Shum the isut tchum and hodu rabbanan. So the law kula, we assume it was still yom. In other words, to go to the Chachil do Ben Shmoshes, we say, you know, maybe it's not, maybe you can't do that, because Al didn't allow that. I guess you'd say, like, in other words, by Ruben Chatzeris, even though it's possible it's Lila Chazal allowed, they said, we're not going to worry about that. Over here, we didn't say that. But if you did it, the Mai says, maybe it's Yom. So, and it's not that it's Yom, you recur to it. Okay. Kamokam Sofak Hunacha Erev Aloy, Gorim is a. If you're not sure B'chav there was an Arab at all, so we're going in with the Chazaka that your Makam was somewhere else, you don't know if you did anything to
we'll be an example of that.
Well, we're going to see that we've seen an example of that.
Okay. So we're talking about here, because now you have a double suffix, whether it's really still Yom, and whether. Or is this talking about in general?
No, just a person put down his case. He put down the Ruvit Chumen Ben Hashmoshes. But yeah, but he, you know, Shkia is 7 o'clock, 7:10, he put down his Ruvit Chum. So he can't do that, but the Chachila holds it works. Because we'll say, at least Misofet will say that it was still considered Yom, and therefore he was a valid act. We'll see that in Tzif Gimel that there's a Cholkim who says that it doesn't work. And the Bir Aloch is going to point out over there, the right Poskim hold that it doesn't work over there.
It doesn't have Cheskash Kashrus.
And therefore over here also, right Poskim would hold that this is not work, but yeah, but not like the Mechab. Okay, what's the case? What's Tzif Gimel? Omer loy shnayim. Save a Reb Aleinu. Two people asked him to go make an Erev. Rebbe Truman. Echad Erev Allah Bibadyan. Echad Erev Allah Ben Ashmashas. One he got there before sunset and he did the first one. Then the second guy he did a little bit later. Ready was any Ben Ashmashas. Zesh Erev Allah Bibadyan. Now what happened was, so he goes to spot A, puts down the Erev, walks to spot B, puts down the Erev. Meanwhile, it's already Benish Moshes. Goes back to spot A, he sees that there's an animal eating up the Erev. Just licking and finishing, Benish Moshes finished up. Goes back to spot B, and you see the animal come right now, it's already Lila, and eat the Erev. There's Erev Benish Moshes, Nechalei Ruvah Mishachosh. So now, what's the status of these Eruvim? One of them was Vadi there, but Yom Suffolk, by the time Lila came, was Vadi not there. It was Suffolk Banish Moshe. The second was Vadi not there, but Yom. It was Vadi there when Lila came, and afterwards it was eaten. So, Mechar was Hashem, Kanu Erev. So, both, we were making both directions, Suffolk, the Rabban, and the Kula, and Banish Moshe. Now, the first Erev we say, maybe it was considered that Ben Shmoshes is Lila. So he put it in Rabbi Yom. The time was eaten, it was already Lila. The guy, the second time, said, no, Ben Shmoshes is Yom. So it was put there when it's still Yom. And that's what we say from the Mechaber. But Yesh called it.
If the second one occurred, even if the second one occurred after, that's the point? That even though it's impossible, if when the second one put his Erev down, the first ones was already eaten. So now.
Well, yeah, okay, Benish Moshes is a period of time. We can pass him to one of the same as Man Benish Moshes. We'll see in the real Lacha for a second what he gets involved in. There are two potential Man Benish Moshes which have to be figured out over here. Let's see the Mechaber. Let's see the Mishabra on the Mechaikis. Yuralev. Omru Loi Shnai. Didn't Zen Niskuli help us Simish and Sadi Gimel Sif Gimel? I'll show Mara the Yinruvi Chetzeris. Vachoko Mashmal on the Afli Yinruvi Tchumen, Gabke Dinahochi. So we say that both Misafik are kind, which is really consistent with what the Shulchan Aruch said in Siv Beis, that Benish Moshes the Eruv is Eruv. Now, Yesh Cholkim Sirlu, the Dafka be Eruv Chetzeris Hakelo Bezet. I will love Eruv Tchumen. Ben Akar of Eruv Ela Dafka Rishon. Shem the Beklin of the Eruv as Kesko say. Bavari Hoya Kayim and as much as Tarkli Skayim. So that there was a Vari Eruv there Mibodjan. He was Sofik, but when it was by the time it was Nechal, it was not valid or not, so you're taking away from the Vadi, Eruv, Safik, Psul, the Eruv works, because of Chazak. Aval Lasheni, Lo Lasheni, the Nia Benish Moshes, the Ein, the Shach was a Chazak. He has no Chazak. His whole thing is just a situation of Safik, and this Yesh Chalkim holds that Nia Benish Moshes doesn't work. And that's why the Mishabur said before, he argues on what he says in Sif Beis also. This Yesh Chalkim will argue.
Because if it was eaten after dark, so what does it even matter that it was eaten?
Right.
The issue is
the issue was, do we look at Benish Moshes as day or night? So the point of the Mechaber was, I have a situation where I'm looking at it as both, for him I'm calling it nighttime, for him I'm calling it daytime. The fact that it was Nechal after is really not relevant, correct. But the Cholkim say that every Benish Moshes doesn't work. That's why the Mishabur said the argument Sif Beis also. When it says, Ivim Erev, Benish Moshes, the Ruvah Erev, they argue, that's not true.
But they're not going to, in the first case, they won't go Lechumra and say that it's questionable whether it really lasted
until the Chazak. It says it was probably there till the time you needed to be there.
It doesn't matter when Benish Moshes?
Well, we're going to see in a second. Ra'ayin Rebbe Alochish, except the Rebbe Rishonim Sfira Lukadeh, the Rebbe Rishonim hold like the second opinion that doesn't work with Hashmoshes. Now, the Bir Locha Nechle Rubi Ben Hashmoshes says, Nisapakti Nechle Ben Hashmoshes Rebbe Yehuda. The Mor says that there's a place in Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Yehuda when Ben Hashmoshes starts. Rebbe Yehuda holds that Ben Hashmoshes starts immediately after Shkia, however you define Shkia. Karni Gadim means when the sun sets, Karni Gadim means later. But whenever that Shkia is, immediately is Ben Hashmoshes, and it continues for 3/4 of a mil. If you call the mil 18 minutes, the time it takes to walk a mil 18 minutes, so that'd be 13 and a half minutes. Mm-hmm. And then it's light. The Mor says, Rabbi Yossi holds that after Rabbi Yehuda's, he holds that that's considered about a year at that period of time. The first 13 and a half minutes, at the end of 13 minutes, there's a moment, which is a moment of Ben Hashmoshes, and then it's light. So Rabbi Yossi holds. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not even Ben Hashmoshes yet. So now we should argue, now you have a swake. In other words, I have, first of all, even who says Ben Hashmoshes B'chlal? According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not Ben Hashmoshes. There's no final Hakra on who we pass like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda in Halacha, in the Mishnah. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not Ben Hashmoshes yet. And even according to Rabbi Yossi, Ben Hashmoshes, maybe Ben Hashmoshes is Yoy. So I have two studim, Lekula. So he says, I'm assuming now in a situation where if we're talking about a case where it's Nechel Ben Hashmoshes Rabbi Yehuda, I guess he's going to Chumra. It's put there by Yemen. It's Nechel Ben Hashmoshes Rabbi Yehuda. But you say Lekula, that's considered Dlayel. Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's about a Yoy. So I can make a six-second of Chumra. First of all, maybe like Rabbi Yehuda, it's about a Yoy. Even like Rabbi Yehuda, it's Ben Hashmoshes. Maybe Ben Hashmoshes is also Yoy. So I can make it. So I'm not sure if it should work according to that case or not.
But this would get into the issue of how long after Shkia it is.
What the Gemara gives you is man. We say that because we live in a different latitude and etc., we have a different amount. But there was the amount the Gemara gives is 3/4 of a mil. Mm-hmm. Right. The Chazal doesn't mean immediately after sunset. It means 3 mil later. You know, many times it means we call Shkia Shnia. But whatever that is, because according to the guide, it's easier. Sunsets. You hear this has been a shmosh and starts. Lasted 3/4 of a mil. She says, no, that's still young. According to Biyasi, a person will be allowed to do malacha deraisa after the sunset. No shot. You hear this has itself with deraisa. So now, it was nekal 10 minutes after Shkia. So according to Yehuda, it's Ben Hashmoshes. So say, well, Chazaka tells you that it lasts long enough. Right? According to Yehuda, it's not Shkia, it's Chazaka, it's Vada Yom. It didn't last long enough. The body didn't last long enough. So maybe this is only true if it got through to the Ben Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yossi. So then I have according to Yehuda, I have a good side to say it was live already. According to Yehuda, I have a side to say it's live already. So that's a Sophic. But what about the father? He has this basketing like a Biyosi. Now,
is that in general, or does that mean?
Generally, we pass it to Biyosi.
But in this case, there's no Hakra.
But if you look at the Moshe Dirshi, he brings that. It's a Sophic, and we pass him light. And Mishnah Berurah said over there, Shatzchak Yusemach and Biyosi, which is why some people are making the Daven Shmoneh Esrei by Mincha. They say for 10, X of the minutes after Shkia, that's because we semach on a beer, that's still young.
Also, the extra period you have to wash for Shalosh Shittas, that kind of thing.
But that you have, that's the same thing. But over there, actually, there's a Mishnah Berurah. One of the two, I don't remember which one. It says if a person is actually hungry, you can make all. Even after that zman, because it's not the mitzvah on Shabbos would be doicha. Close when it's not, he gives you time to make a. Seems like a close to half an hour. You can make. So he says, so in other words, what's the issue over here? The other one can I say, well, I'm putting it down in the yard. So they put it down in Rabbi Yehuda's man. So I have a tzaddis bin yom according to both. Currently, we have tzvada yom. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible yom. Let's take it to wait to make a shmosh of Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's lilac. So can I be make him put it down during the shmosh of Rabbi Yehuda? He says maybe it's yom. That's his question. He says I'll be make him because the ma'isa will be some by the din of tzum, which is Rabbi Yehuda. There will be some 100 years. That's his chiddush over here.
So that would be it's not for the. The person who puts it down with banish mashas.
Right, there was going with Sal, according to Makaba, that who banish mashas, but he haven't works. He said, give me banish mashas, but he haven't works. Yeah.
So this Biur Lach is really coming to accept the view that even the second case is okay. In other words, the person who puts it down banish mashas and it gets eaten.
Right, he said already that the person shouldn't pass it, not like that.
Yeah.
You're saying, but according to Makaba, that would be the din.
When he says Nista Pakti, he starts off.
I think it means in the sheet of the Mechaber.
So
we say the Tzad, the Rabbanon is both directions. Maybe for the first one we said, listen, by the time was eaten, it was Lila already. The Meshwash is Lila, so you're good. So we said, no, but Meshwash is Yom, so you put it down with still Yom. In the case where the person put it on the shoulder and was eating banish moshes, forget it. Because that we're not going to do for you. Now, the Bir Loch says, what about if you put it down during the banish moshes of Rabbi Yehuda? And it's nechal the banish moshes of Rabbi Yehuda. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was eaten Belial. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was put down beyond. And now it's banish moshes, which your makel was eaten there. No, if you put it down better in the Beit Shemashes of Rabbi Yehuda, so according to and that was eaten in the Beit Shemashes of Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was eaten Belaila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was put down by Yom, and now you're specific what Beit Shemashes. So you use the Chazaka to say it was Nechal Belaila. Maybe let's finish off over here. Let's just finish off now. Sheminiach Rabbi Tchumen Rabbarach Al Mitzaseir. If you say specific names, or you say the whole group. Okay. You give him a vorach. I will give the email. You say leder chusu the pine main circle eruv. So what's the loss of the tivon? I don't have to go. Come on, shaklam of the tivon or shul leder with the eruv because you can't go without eruv. That's the tivon. The king in Shchitah should work a little for Bishop Gav Shem Mechiv Lech Abosir. We used to make a bracha. If you want to eat, you got to check. So that's called Mitzivon. Yudal Mitzvah Erev, Im Loi Berich and Amakiv. I remember Zeh Erev, Im Loi Omer, Loi Havi Erev. We said before that the deeper of Zeh Erev is Makiv. Mio Im Omer, Yehzele Erev, Mahani Vidyevet. You don't need a full Nusa. Just say, if this is an Erev, that's enough. We said before, if you went there with the kavanah that should come your malkum by Marber Aglob, so you don't need deeper.
Is there also an argument?
So now it'd be interesting question: do you make a bracha on it or not? Because that's where you don't make a bracha on someone who's done with kavanah. Like that's the way we don't make a bracha.
Does somebody have a raise a question there?
So he brings it. He brings the shalom here. 17. Lelech, belavush hanusach lelech lemocher. Penis leyal b'simin tavtes sivzayin. Bimar b'chol shabbos yirma l'chol shabbos shabbos hashem. for this Shabbos or many Shabbos. There's plenty. Here's Malkim Zeh. Do I remember Shah? Do I remember Shah Shemaniach? Now, he doesn't really say Malkim plenty. He says Malkim Zeh because he makes a bracha when he's standing there. He should say, I'm going to walk 2,000 Amos from this place. That's what he would say. Me Malkim Zeh. He wouldn't say from, you wouldn't have to put the name on it because he's there. So Malkim Zeh is sufficient.